Last year, people in the tri-state region, first in Sharon, but then all around, found out about the changes at the Sharon Playhouse and what was going on and what a positive change last year has brought to the Playhouse.
Where really, oh, that's fabulous.
It's become a full-time, open 12 months a year with lots of different things. And the next very, very interesting show is coming up this weekend at the Bach Gallery, and that is We Just Move On, the Songs of Candor and Ebb, and we're joined right now by the stars of that, and those would be, of course, Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle. Jana and Haley, welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you
Hi,
so much. I
you.
Love the title of the Robin Hood Radio, and we're thrilled to be on the phone with you.
You know, I went online and looked at where the show began and how you've done it in New York City, and this is what I really like about what's going on at the Playhouse of Robert, and they're bringing you in for a show one night, and really this is New York quality type of show. This is absolutely something our region has needed for a long, long time.
Robert and Alan, who have taken over, Robert as the managing director and Alan as the artistic director, and Robert's very plugged into the New York community, and we were actually working with Robert off Broadway in This One's for the Girls, which is actually how Jan and I met. So it's all kind of beshert, as they say, that we're coming up there and doing this show. We're very excited about it.
So we'll start off first. I'd like to introduce our listeners. Jana, we'll start off with you. A little bit about your background and how you got into acting.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that goes way back. I have many, many years on Broadway, both as an actor, as a producer. I started out because I grew up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, where my mother used to take dance lessons with Gene Kelly. She sent me off to dance school when I was 4 years old, Marshall, and I never wanted to do anything else. I starred in all of my high school musicals as a young girl, went off and majored in theater, moved to New York City many years ago, and landed my first show auditioning for South Pacific at the Jones Beach Marine Theater. Went off to star opposite Jose Ferrer as Aldonza in Man of La Mancha.
Wow.
And then just have continued on starring in a number of national tours and Broadway shows, and ultimately becoming a Broadway producer as well. I've never wanted to do anything else in my life.
Well, that's interesting because I've always been in radio since the day I got out of high school, and that's why I laughed.
Uh-huh.
I laughed a little bit when you said how long you've been doing this, because I'm coming on my 50th year in broadcasting, and I'm amazed at that. It scares. It scares you just a little bit when you've got that much mileage on the car.
That's correct.
It's still going strong. That's right. And Haley, what about you? How did you get started in
acting? My story's a little different. I grew up in Tampa, Florida. I come from a sports family. My grandfather was George Steinbrenner, so everybody in my whole family is involved in baseball.
Wow.
But I was the one. My grandfather also produced on Broadway, so he had a great love of Broadway. So from the time I was a little girl, I would go with him to different shows in the city, and I fell in love with theater. It was just my thing. I never wanted to do anything else, like Jana said. The minute I could, I moved up to New York City. I booked it. My first audition was a national tour of Jesus Christ Superstar, and I booked it. Went around the country and did lots of tours. Came in with my first Broadway show, Jekyll and Hyde, and been kind of staying put in New York and doing theater here in the city for about 10 years. I graduated college in 2008, so I've been here 11 years now.
Well, we're talking once again with Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle, and we're talking about We Just Move On, the Songs of Candor and Ebb, coming Saturday, January 26th to the Bach Gallery, SharonPlayhouse.org, if you want more information. Candor and Ebb, there's songwriting composers that go together, and Candor and Ebb, how did you two come to pick Candor and Ebb to do this show on?
I'm going to let Haley start with that story, and I'll fill in.
Okay, so Jana and I met each other. I mean, Jana's very, very deeply plugged into the New York community and the producing world. I'm a little newer to it, but we were both cast in the same off-Broadway show, and gosh, like from day one, I just so admired her talent. And I just came up with this idea early on in the show that we should do The Rink together. I don't know if you know The Rink, but it was starring Liza Minnelli and Chita Rivera, and I said, nobody's done it ever since. We should do it. Should play mother and daughter, and we should do it. And Jana was kind of like, I don't really know how I feel about that show. Maybe we should start with Kendra and Ev. And simultaneously at the same time, I saw Jana knock it out of the park in a Kendra and Ev tribute show. And it just kind of fell into place after that. It had been about a year and a half since I'd been played Broadway's 54 Below. She'd also played several times Broadway's 54 Below, and they were just starting a duo series, and we said, you know, we should really do this. And Jana's a really brilliant writer and director as well, and she kind of conceived the whole thing. And a year later, here we are, still doing it.
Now, Jana, how long did it take you to put this show together?
I'd say certainly, you know, the whole thing morphs over time because things always change as you take things into rehearsal. But I think from the day we decided to do it until we had like a first draft where we were really looking at performing it, might have been a back and forth with Haley and I of 2 to 3 weeks, and then it still changed after that. The first thing we did is that we totally agree that Kendra and Ev write for very strong ladies who also have incredible vulnerability. The women in Cabaret, the women in Chicago, strong performances. There are few writers that give women the ability to do, I think, what they do, but at the same time express their vulnerability. So the first thing I just started to do is she and I both made a list. I listened to a lot of Kendra and Ev songs, including ones we weren't even that familiar with, to see, well, what were we attracted to? Which numbers, you know, made us feel like, one, we could really sing them well, and two, that we had a strong emotional connection to them. And once we narrowed down those songs, then I started looking at, you know, what would be a good opener, what would be a good closer. And little by little, what happens is a storyline, putting the songs together, develops at that point. So I didn't have a story concept in mind until we started narrowing down what songs we wanted to sing together. And as Haley told you, it just happened to be kind of fate that 54 Below was doing a duo show last summer where they were putting together teams, mother and daughter, stars of Broadway shows, people who had done the same role, those sorts of things. So we were able to fit into a duo show series. And I think one of the things that's really wonderful about our show is that I'd say 80% of it we are singing together. It's a lot of duos. And people have said to us, as far as reviews are concerned, that individually, Haley and I are both really strong performers, but something happens when you put the two of us together, which makes it even more exciting.
Now, I have to ask you this. Being a two-person show, that is a pretty that's an intense undertaking.
It is reviews have said about us that we were not only chosen as one of the top 10 cabaret shows of 2018, we were also called a mini Broadway show. Not only a cabaret show, but a mini Broadway show.
Well, that's what I mean by that. I looked at some of the reviews, and there's not a bad review that I can find. And as a matter of fact, they're all superlative reviews. And I guess that's what I'm saying. Does it put additional pressure on you, Jana and Haley, every time you go out and perform it, or do you have it pretty much down now where you feel comfortable?
Haley, would you like to answer that? I do have an answer that I can go first.
She could go. I mean, yeah, it's hard to top yourself, right? If you have a good show, but for me, it's really about, you know, I love doing this. We've both kind of done our solo shows at 54 Below and sold those out too. But we're both, I think, actors first. I mean, Jana makes me a better performer being up there with her. I mean, I just know, like, every night is different. There's somebody else on stage with you, and you're on this journey together, and the show really is a journey. It tells a story, so getting to do that every night with her, who always kind of pushes me to be better, is really a great opportunity. So I kind of look at every night as a different, it's a different show. It's different every night. There's different people there. It's different sold out crowds every night. So it's never the same. And that's the beauty of theater, of live theaters, that it's never the same.
And Jana?
I would say exactly the same thing. You know, people ask me whether I still get nervous when I perform. And absolutely I do. Because mm-hmm. the adrenaline is rushing in. You want to be terrific. I think, because I also teach, as Haley said, or have taught in the past, and I also direct. And the worst thing an artist can do is truly try to repeat a performance. Yes, we're repeating the same material, but every single night, as Haley said, we're living in the moment. We're doing the show in the moment, live, with our musical director who's coming up to the Sharon Playhouse with us, Joe Goodrich. I've worked with him over the years. He's just stunning and so wonderful to have behind you, so you feel secure on the stage. And at the same time, you know, you're doing it live, and who's right in front of you and who says something in front of you. Cabaret mm-hmm. is a very, very intimate experience. You really don't even have the proscenium wall that you have in the theater, where you can almost pretend you're just living in the moment on the stage and the audience doesn't exist. In cabaret, you're doing the show for and with the audience. So you do your best to go up there and just live in the moment and have a great time.
We're speaking once again with Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle. We just move on. The Songs of Candor and Ebb, Saturday, January 26th at the Sharon Playhouse. But what's great about this, and I don't know if you've both seen, the Bach Gallery is such a nice, intimate space. Uh-huh. It sounds like it's perfect for a show like this.
We're looking forward to it. Robert did show us a picture of how he's going to set that up and turn that into a cabaret space. And it's just going to be so much fun. And it's our first stop out of New York City ever. We're going back to 54 mm-hmm. Below. I think you know that they asked us to return by popular demand before we even finished our first two shows, which were standing room only. And we have plans to do it some other places across the United States, not actually tour it, but as often as we can, go out for one night to different places that would like to see the show.
Okay, one final
question. And Robert's been so great with the trying to bring in the out-of-season things. It kind of is perfect. He's been trying to create this program of bringing in Broadway people, and it just timed out perfectly that we were coming in for our New York encore performances, and he said, why don't you come up here beforehand? And I said, great. I love that area. I've always loved the Sharon Playhouse. I've known about it and never worked there, so let's do it.
What's great about this is Hotchkiss School brings in world-class musicians mm-hmm. to play in our area, and I think it's so great when people in our area can get a chance to see something that they could see in New York, and you don't have to travel, and folks, it's less expensive up here.
It is.
Let's just put it that way. I mean, this is a bargain.
Absolutely.
It's a bargain. This show is a bargain. It's one show only. Okay, one final question for each one of you.
Mm-hmm.
A favorite song out of the show.
You want to go first?
That's very difficult for me. I'm asked that in life, too. And when I love something, I love it in totality. So I am going to – I hate to do it to you, Marshall, but I'm going to pass on giving you that, because they just – they all touch me in vastly different ways. I can tell you favorite songs. I think Haley sings, or maybe she'll say what her favorite song is that I do. But in reality, my favorite are the songs that I sing with Haley. We do a duet of New York, New York, going into a song called City Lights. Mm-hmm. And it's so up, and it's with choreography like the women in Candor and Ebb shows. I might pick that.
Okay.
I pick A Quiet Thing from For the Red Menace, which is our kind of our last song of the evening. And it's just kind of about, you're coming to New York City with a dream, and then you also find other things. And it's we kind of talk about Jana has grandchildren and my children, and how we found all this beauty in the other aspects of our lives that we never expected. And so it kind of brings the show together in that way, too.
Well, once again, thank you, Jana and Haley. And we remind people, we just move on, the Songs of Candor and Ebb. It's cabaret style at the Bach Gallery at Sharon Playhouse on Saturday the 26th, SharonPlayhouse.org. But also you can go to our on-demand site, RobinHoodRadio.com, click on On Demand, click on the interview section. This interview's up there, and there's a link to not only the tickets, but I hope you guys don't mind. I put up a link to the video of you guys performing a song that was posted from 54, and it's if people want to get an idea, all they have to do is click on that, and they'll be wowed. That's all I can say.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank
well,
you.
I think that video is of the songs I mentioned. Of the song I mentioned.
Yeah, your song's in there, Jana.
So that's great.
All right, Jana.
Nice
and
speaking
Haley,
with you.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right.
All right. Bye bye.
So once again, the Sharon Playhouse, and it's going to be a great show on Saturday, January 26th. We just move on at the Bach Gallery, the Songs of Candor and Hebb, with, once again, Jana Robbins and Haley Swindell. SharonPlayhouse.org.